From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. An international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks has reached besieged Eastern Ghouta in Syria, but government forces continue their aerial bombardment and ground assault against the rebel enclave. The United Nations and International Red Cross said Monday 46 trucks ferried in health and nutrition supplies along with food for 27,500 people, but the Syrian government blocked the rescue workers from loading 70% of the health supplies. Turkey has taken into custody four Iraqis said to be connected to a security threat to the U.S. embassy in Ankara.
The reports came as the U.S. embassy said it was closed Monday due to a, quote, security threat. Turkish media said the four Iraqis who had been linked to Islamic State were arrested in the Black Sea province of Samsun. In 2013, a suicide bomber detonated his explosives outside the U.S. embassy in Ankara, killing himself and a Turkish security guard on duty. Turkey suffered a number of attacks linked to Islamic State in 2015 and 2016. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Seoul, Korea officials say that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hosted a late Monday dinner to welcome top aides of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. It is the latest diplomatic effort that some hope will pave the way for mediation between the U.S. and North Korea. The 10-member South Korean delegation, headed by Moon's top security advisor, arrived in Pyongyang after a rare direct flight from Seoul. United States President Donald Trump now says that Mexico and Canada would be exempted from his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum imports if they can reach a new and fair trade agreement with the U.S. All three countries are currently negotiating revisions to what's called the North American Free Trade Agreement, which Mr. Trump has criticized. This is VOA News. President Trump held meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House Monday, with both leaders sitting alongside one another in the Oval Office, discussing Iran and its nuclear weapons development. During the meeting, Netanyahu said their common challenge was stopping Iran. Mr. Trump spoke positively about that meeting.
It's a great honor to have Prime Minister Netanyahu and Mrs. Netanyahu with us. They've been friends for a long time. We have, I would say, probably the best relationships right now with Israel that we ever had.
Netanyahu praised Mr. Trump for making the controversial decision to move the embassy from coastal Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. A day after Italians went to the polls to elect members of parliament, there's still no outright winner.
Sunday's populist victory is not good news for migrants from Africa or those trying to enter Europe through Italy, as winning factions have been clamoring for measures to stop migration and increase deportations. The outcome of the vote, which effectively delivered a hung parliament, paves the way for a prolonged period of political instability. And President Sergio Mattarella is not expected to open formal talks on forming a government until early April. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Hundreds of people marched through Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, Monday. This is in a protest against an announcement last month by the country's civilian government that it will amend the country's peaceful assembly law. That proposal says that anyone who instigates, persuades others intentionally or knowingly to contradict national security, the rule of law, tranquility, and public morale is punishable by a maximum 3 years imprisonment or fines if found guilty. Rights groups and local civil society groups said the move is an alarming one. It's a restriction on the freedom of expression under the democratic transition. A former Russian spy is in critical condition after being exposed to an unknown substance in the English town of Salisbury. British media have identified the man as Sergei Skripal, who was given refuge in Britain after a spy swap between the United States and Russia in the year 2010. A British broadcaster and BBC said Skripal, who was 66, and a woman in her 30s were found unconscious on a bench at a shopping center in Salisbury Sunday afternoon. Officials say the two are in intensive care. They're being treated for suspected exposure, but that substance is unknown. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.